Really good question. Thank you, Matt, by the way. Thank you. You asked that question, is it the same management team that were in place during Areva Trains Wells' days? It's a really good question. And Peter Kingsbury might be able to answer that. He's the chair of Rail Future Cymru. Hello, Peter. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jason.
Is it the same management team?
Well, there are some of the managers have continued into the Transport for Wales set-up who were previously with Areva Trains Wales, but others are new to the organisation, such as the sort of the most senior member of staff for TFW Rail has come from elsewhere, has got extensive transport experience elsewhere in the British Rail network. So the answer to the question is a few of them have continued through from Areva Trains Wales.
Right, OK, thank you for that, Peter. Well, you're an independent group and you're campaigning for better railways. Transport for Wales this morning on this radio station, which is the national conversation, are taking an absolute battering.
Yes, well, that doesn't surprise me because people who've unfortunately had a negative experience tend to be the ones who, you know, are most vocal in when calls are made for a comment. What I would say, because I head up Rail Future Cymru Wales, but Rail Future has branches throughout Great Britain, and your listeners may be somewhat surprised to hear me say that a lot of the Rail Future campaigners in the regions of England are quite envious of the situation we have in Wales in terms of the amount of investment that's taking place, particularly in ordering and getting made of the new trains. I mean, virtually all the trains in Wales will be brand new trains in a few years' time, and also in the sort of Cardiff and the Valleys area with all the work that's going on to upgrade the Valleys routes in particular to electrify those lines.
Okay, thank you, Peter. Nice to talk to you. Peter Kingsbury. Sarah in Milford Haven is on the line. New caller.